I can't say I'm shocked by the outcome. I did not think we were great coming off two wins. I thought we let the success of last week impact us. And then I thought we had some good shots, and we missed a ton of makeable shots, layups, open threes. We got good ones, and we didn't stick them. But I just thought the overall effort from our team the focus in terms of the details of stuff, we were not locked in the way you need to be locked in. We had slippage, and I could see it, and I struggled with getting them to acknowledge it and be ready today. I struggled with trying to figure out how to do that.
Do you feel that your team didn't start the game aggressive?
No. We were terrible to start the game. We were awful. We were awful in every facet, defensively, offensively. We were not very good at all. 15 turnovers. We were not very good early in the game, and there were some guys that I need to talk to individually about the way they played, especially to start the game.
Coach, you guys had many opportunities to get a bucket to take the lead,
yep.
And it never happened.
Yep.
What was kind of the hurdle there? And
yeah, I just thought we missed some makeable shots that we usually make.
Yeah.
We didn't finish much inside. They did a good job taking away our post game. Ben Defty was a non-factor. Malcolm was held to 5 shot attempts. We didn't do a good job of getting him the ball. But they were putting 3 guys around him at times. They were crowding. So other guys were open, and we couldn't make them pay. You make a few of those shots, now that stuff starts opening up. We were never able to make them pay.
Miles Brewster, what's your thoughts on him? He didn't have a good game, like on the pass.
He did not play one of his better. It wasn't one of his better performances. He's a terrific player. He'll be better. We'll get him right. He'll be better next game.
Coach, can you walk me through that 14-0 Sacred Heart run in the second half where they really opened it up?
Yeah, I won't be able to. I'm not LeBron James.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
remember every play. I thought they made a couple of tough shots, to be honest with you. I thought we missed, we turned it over a few times in that span, and then we missed a couple of makeable shots. I thought we got a couple of open threes. I think we missed a layup in that time, one or two layups in that run. But I thought it was a microcosm of what was happening. It just kind of all happened in that one run that they had.
Yeah.
We got it close, and then we weren't able to consistently play the way we need to be able to play to take the lead.
And so in that stretch, you went scoreless for over 6 minutes. Would you say that when you weren't turning it over, were you getting the shots you wanted?
I thought for the most part we were.
Okay.
I thought the offense was stagnant at times. I thought we weren't moving the ball enough to kind of get into a good rhythm. The way we play, we kind of pass and move and all 5 guys touch it, and when teams kind of step into the passing lane a little bit, I think sometimes it gets us on our heels, and then our offense looks disjointed. So I thought tonight we kind of looked a little disjointed offensively. And then we tried to get it in because we hadn't gotten the ball in, and then we turned it over a few times. But I'd have to watch it to tell you, but I feel like that's kind of what happened in that
for sure.
in that run. I thought they made some deep shots. They made some tough shots. They deserve the win. They made the plays to win the game.
Yeah. Knowing that the boys almost come back to take the lead there at the end of the first half, what do you tell your team at halftime for the momentum?
Yeah, I thought Ben Roy had a huge hand in that. I thought his activity defensively, had a hand in. He only had 4 points and 2 assists, but I thought his energy was outstanding. Like, he was plus 4 and we lost 73-65 and he was plus 4. I thought he was a huge factor in the game for us in terms of in terms of why we were able to come back.
Coach, two big performances from some of your sophomores, Kyron and Mike McNair. What did you make of their performances?
No, they're good players. You know, we didn't get great contributions from everybody. Some guys didn't have, weren't able to help us much at all. But those two in particular were you know, they made shots. You know, they made foul shots. They made shots. They kept us in it.
What's the momentum now carry on to UAlbany this upcoming Saturday?
You know, we need to get back to work. We need to have some good practices where we're really paying attention to detail, that we're really connected, and that we can, you know, we can play through, you know, make good decisions with the ball. And then, you know, defensively, we held them to 41%. You know, now they shot 46% from three. I thought that really hurt us. I thought they made some long threes and big moments. You take away a couple of those, but we still held them to 41% overall. That's pretty good. You know, I think we just need to be a little more connected on the offensive end and be ready to play from the start of the game. Like we dug ourselves a hole. You know, we had to climb out of a hole at home, and that's, to be honest with you, that should not happen.
Is there any bit of more frustration with a loss like this when it's against a team in Sacred Heart or a program that you guys beat by 21 on the road last year?
Well, the thing that you got to watch when you look at that stuff is that they're completely different. So like Wagner had a completely different team. Not that you shouldn't win these games. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But this is a completely different animal. So
sure.
The only guys that played in the game that I remember from last year is Carpenter and maybe Guzman.
Yeah.
Guzman. I think that's it. And Bryce Johnson might have played. They might have had three guys.
Yeah.
That played in the game, so it's a completely different team. They're more talented, but yeah, I mean, I think it's more about we've lost three times at home,
yeah.
You know, and we've got to. If you're going to be a good team, you can't lose home games. You know, you got to get it done at home, and we have not been able to do it. But I think it's more of how we are attacking every day. You know, I have to be better too. I got to hold them accountable, but I have to be accountable for how we're playing. We have not been able to play consistent basketball.
Yes, just the last one for me is: would you consider this a step back after?
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah, it hurt. I mean, this one hurts because you know you're capable of playing better than this, and that's what's hard, man. It's you know, you got to eat it and you have to take it on, and you can't just play the blame game. You know, I could sit here and say, oh, this guy played bad. Or this, listen, I've got to figure out different ways to keep us focused and ready to play. And I was really nervous, to be honest with you. I wasn't shocked that the game started the way that it did. I was not. Just for some reason, we have not been able to keep our foot on the gas and play at a consistent level. We had much more fight and much more focus in Baltimore. While we were playing, the game just felt different. You know, the way that we were playing felt different out there. And if we can get back to that and be that team, we got a chance.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, buddy.
Kai, I guess what is the level of frustration after a loss like this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot. I mean, obviously trying to string a win streak along, you know, winning the last two games. We were kind of hoping that this would be kind of like a turning point to like pick up on really propel us to the rest of the non-conference into conference play. So definitely a level of frustration between the coaches and players just because we expect to come out here and, you know, perform a little better and get a win.
What did you learn from this game that you hope it will not occur next weekend against UAlbany?
well, I guess a lot of the focus probably coming out, starting the game a little better. I think if you take away the first, say, 5 minutes of the game, I think it's a different overall game. So I think just maintaining a level of focus and really understanding what the defense wants us to do and what we're trying to exploit on offense, and ultimately playing our game, sticking to our principles, and playing good defense, to be honest.
You guys had many chances to get a basket to take the lead, and it just never occurred. Was that something that you noticed out there? And I guess what was kind of the hurdle of not being able to get that basket to fall through?
I mean, yeah, you feel the swing of the game. You feel like it was like, this is the chance, this is where we're going to make our run. And we kept making runs, and it just felt like every time you made a run and it was our turn, they came down and made a big three. I think that's just how it ended up going. But obviously, as I said, without those first, say, 5 minutes, and then we aren't coming from behind, perhaps it's a whole different game.
What was the key that you guys didn't start off the game fast like you guys expected?
I don't know if we could necessarily pinpoint it to one thing. Perhaps it was the energy and warm-up. Maybe our practices leading into today, perhaps it was the fact that we just won two in a row, and we weren't as, I don't want to say hungry, but it wasn't as, you know, out there ready to come play tonight. So, but I don't know if I could pinpoint to one thing, but those are a few things that possible.
This is now another home loss. I guess just how frustrating is it to not be able to protect home court?
Yeah. I mean, especially for me, I feel like protecting home court is a very important thing. Getting beat is one thing, but for other people to come to your gym and beat you in front of kind of like your fans, your supporters, that's kind of a level of pride that I take as like a basketballer. It's just like, you know, I feel like not only like we disappoint like ourselves, but everybody that came out to watch and support us. So definitely another hit at just us as people and our pride. But you know, it happens, and hopefully we won't lose another home game for the season.
You led the team with 22 points this evening. Just talk to me, what was working well for you in the court?
I think just finding ways to like penetrate the defense, try to get into the lane, get into the open spots, and just the way they were playing. I wouldn't say there was much like gap help. It was almost like they kind of forced us into kind of like one-on-one situations. And I think just kind of taking advantage of closeouts and knowing that there wasn't much help getting into the paint and taking my time and just finishing in there, to be honest, getting to the free throw line as well.